Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
It's Pharrell on the bench. Did you see Ohtani last night in the eighth inning? The game was already out of hand. The Dodgers were going to win. It didn't matter. But he launched a three-run bomb to right that made it 7-0. They won it 8-0. And now they lead the best of seven NLCS 2-1 over the Mets. An embarrassing performance by the Mets at Citi Field. Their fans sat on their hands all night. Kike Hernandez hit a two-run shot in the sixth and made it 4-0, his 15th career postseason homer. Roberts said, these guys are locked in. They understand they have a job to do to prevent runs, and I think we're playing good defense, too. Game four is tonight in Queens, just after 8 o'clock, with the $325 million Yamamoto getting the nod for the Dodgers against veteran lefty Quintana for the Mets. Ohtani, a 410-foot blast that soared into the second deck in right. And everybody's like, oh, I thought Ohtani was slumping. I guess not. Muncy hit one in the ninth for his 13th career postseason homer, tying Corey Seager and Justin Turner for the franchise record. He also hit a home run in game two. Bueller had it all going. He was striking out guys left and right. Muncy talked about him. He said, Walker, he's a different animal in the postseason. I don't care what his regular season numbers are, especially this year coming off his second Tommy John. We all knew once we got into this setting, he was going to be that Walker Bueller, and he was definitely that guy tonight. Bueller made his 17th career postseason start. He struck out 6 in 4 innings of 3-hit ball after failing to strike out a single guy during the division series loss to San Diego. Bueller said, being in big games, that's literally all I care about. Well, heavens to Betsy. Watch out then, because he was ready. This is definitely a big momentum win for us, he said. But if we don't do something with it, then it doesn't really matter a whole lot. Bueller combined with four relievers on a four-hitter as the Dodgers got 5 great innings from their hard-throwing bullpen. They had it all going. Severino fell behind 2-0 in the second inning, and it was sloppy fielding that did it. He didn't permit an earned run, but threw 95 pitches and walked 4 4⅔. He got the loss. So they're going to play again tonight just after 8 o'clock at Citi. And if they win again, they'll go up 3-1 on the Mets. I mean, the Mets, they got blanked in game 1, 9-0. They get blanked in game 3, 8-0. I mean, they look like crap. I don't know if you saw it, but it was incredible. Sabrina Ionescu hit a bomb from the logo almost half court at the end of the game for the Liberty to beat the Lynx at Target 80-77 in game 3 of the WNBA Finals. And now the Liberty are one win away from their first championship. What a shot from Ionescu. I mean, she buried it. It was almost 40 feet out. It was ridiculous. Too bad I had the Lynx in 3.5. Shake out. Ooh. NBA pre last night. Sixers won 117-95 over the Nets. Oubre had 18 for Philly. Heat 120-111 over the Hawks in Miami. Jimmy Buckets had 24. Pistons 108-92 over the Cavs in Detroit Rock City. The Bulls 125-123 over the T-Wolves. How about Lonzo Ball played, hit a couple of threes, had 10 points. That was impressive. Tonight's slate, Lakers and Suns in Phoenix on TNT. That's the nightcap. Phoenix laying 4.5. Hornets and Pacers in Indyland, 5.5. Bucks and Mavs are the first game on TNT at 7:30 from Dallas. Dallas laying 3.5. You can watch Thompson shoot bricks. Spurs and Rockets in H-Town at the Toyota Houston Land 5.5. Hawks at Thunder. Thunder Land 7.5. Nuggets at T-Wolves. Denver Land 3.5. And Kings and Clippers at the Intuit Dome in Inglewood. And La 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 Lipstick City. Clippers Land 3.5. Hockey last night. The Penguins. It was Crosby time in overtime as he scores 1.5 in and beats the Sabres at PPG in the Steel City 6-5. His 1,600th career regular season point. Only 10 guys have done that. And then how about your boy Malkin Gino with career goal number 500. A big night for the Penguins. Leafs 6-2 over the Kings. Matthews scored and had two helpers. Bruins 5-3 over the Avs. In Denver, they're 0-4. It's unbelievable. And Ducks win in overtime over Utah, 5-4. And we were making fun of them yesterday on Pharrell Coast to Coast. Then they go out and give us the facialitis with the win on their home ice at the pond. Tonight, slate at the Bell Center, Kings and Canadians. Kings are minus 115. Devils and Senators. Devils minus -1.25 in Ottawa. Vegas is in Tampa. Tampa's minus -135 at Amalie. Panthers are home against the Canucks. Florida minus 115. Stars at Caps. Stars are minus -145. Sabres at Jackets. Buffalo's minus -1.25. Rangers at Red Wings. Rangers beat them the other night at the Garden. This time it's in Detroit. Rangers are still minus -145. Islanders and Blues in St. Louis. Isles are minus -135. Oilers and Predators in Nashville. It's a pick 'em. Sharks, Blackhawks in Chicago, the United Center, Chicago minus -190. And the Flyers are in Seattle at the Climate Pledge in the Pacific Northwest. Kraken are minus -140. College football tonight, Georgia State's at Marshall. That game is in Huntington, West Virginia. And of course, Marshall is laying 9. The other one's in Blacksburg at Lane Stadium, a good one. BC, the Eagles taking on the Hokies of Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech is laying 7.5. There were a couple of games last night. Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers, went to Sam Houston and beat them 31-14. Western Kentucky gets it done and covers. UTEP, a win finally, their first. They're 1-6, but they did win at home 30-21 over a crappy Florida International team in a wild game that went way over the rainbow. Just so we can get a look at it, on Friday night, Oregon's at Purdue at Ross 8 in West Lafayette, 8 o'clock on Fox. Oregon's laying 27.5. And have fun, Oklahoma State, at 10:15 on ESPN. They're at number 13, BYU. Tomorrow night, BYU laying 9.5. On Saturday at 3:30 on ESPN, it's Notre Dame, ranked 12, going to Bobby Dodd. Actually, they're going to play it at Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta, I'm seeing. Notre Dame laying 12.5 there. Miami, ranked 6th at Louisville. Miami's laying 4.5. That's going to be an incredible game, noon on ABC. Also, Virginia at number 10, Clemson at noon. Clemson land 21.5. Noon on Fox, the big game, Nebraska and Indiana. Nebraska's 5-1. The Hoosiers are 6-0. Indiana land 6.5. At noon, Auburn at number 19, Missouri and Columbia. Missouri land 4.5. Army's undefeated. They're ranked 23rd. They're taking on East Carolina at West Point. Army's laying 16. 3:30 on ABC is number 7, Alabama. Number 11, Tennessee in Knoxville at Neyland Stadium. Alabama's laying 3. 3:30 on CBS, number 24, Michigan at number 22, Illinois in Champaign-Urbana. Michigan laying 3.5. 3:30, Charlotte, Navy. On CBS Sports Network in Annapolis, Navy laying 17. Navy's unbeaten at 5-0. At 4:15, A&M ranked 14th at Mississippi State in Stark, Vegas. A&M laying 17. 7 o'clock, number 8, LSU at Arkansas in Fayetteville. LSU laying 2.5. 7:30 on ABC, number 8. Make it number 5, Georgia at number 1, Texas. Texas laying 5. 7:30, UCF at number 9, Iowa State in Ames. Iowa State laying 14. 7:30 on Fox, number 17, K-State at West Virginia and Morgantown. Kansas State laying 3. And at 8 o'clock, number 21 SMU at Stanford at Palo Alto. SMU is laying 16.5. So those are all the top 25 games on Saturday in college football. You should be good to go. Thursday, tonight, you got it all going on. We got the Yankees at game 3 in Cleveland. Clark Schmidt against Boyd. It's at 5 o'clock-ish, so we'll be on the air on Coast to Coast when that game starts for the last hour of the show. And then at 8 o'clock, it's the Mets and Dodgers again. So you get it all on a Thursday. Tomorrow night, good college football. Saturday, good college football. Make sure you go to PharrellOnTheBench.com and sign up for the football contest for this Sunday. It's free. Winner gets $2,500 in DraftKings money. Second is $1,500. Third is $1,000. Sign up. Make your picks. You're good to go. We'll see you on Coast to Coast every day, Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 on SportsGrid TV, SportsGrid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. We're on Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search SportsGrid. We're on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo, YouTube TV, Fire TV, SiriusXM, Channel 159, and Sports Byline USA and all their affiliates. It's Pharrell on the Bench.